fans. Chad Reed, third tonight. First of all, what is going on with your goggles? Are you officially on the, on that table yet, or do we know?
Yeah, signed my contract this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, breaking news. Thank God I don't have to deal with that on Twitter. Hey, third place tonight, you got to be happy. I mean, Stu caught you, but he was rode good, and, you know, whatever. Take it away, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, for me, I was frustrated. I didn't do that quad. I wanted to do it all day. I mean, you've been around long enough. You know that I'm not the first guy to jump stuff, but I felt like it was doable, and every time out, I'm like, you know, like, do I go for it? Why is no one else going for it? Sometimes you got to go by instincts, and I was a little bummed that I didn't go for it, but earlier. Wilbur did it in the heat, and obviously...
Were you in practice he did it too? Like, you were on it, you knew right away?
I never knew he did it in practice. Oh, okay. You got to think that somebody's going to do it. I mean, when you, but it was, going into the main, I'm just like, you know, I'm going to go for it. And I think the second lap or something like that went for a kind of boner end a little bit and come up short, but still, like, I mean, reeled RV in. Mm-hmm. And, for that, I was like, all right, this is cool. And I almost got a little bit overexcited. And every time I come to it, I just just rushed it, you know? So, was inconsistent. I did it maybe like five or six laps of the 20 laps. So I just got frustrated with it, and it just kind of started ruining my rest of the lap. Stu just quadded right up on me. I don't think that anywhere else in the track I was giving up anything. Same as Dunge. I mean, we had Dunge covered everywhere but there. So I just needed to cover him there, and then get to the whoops and kind of see you later with him. So for me, it's all about the start, you know. I mean, look at practice, I was 6/10 off and I'm 7th. Yeah. So it's going to be all about starts week in and week out. You know, I think if they, and then just it's 20 laps too, because it's, you know, you're kind of starting to see a little bit of a drop off around 12 laps. So it's a fight for 12.
And look at around 6, 7, 8, you reeled RV in a little bit and caught up. So that has to make you feel good.
Yeah, that's when I kind of probably did the quad, maybe, you know, back-to-back laps. And like I said, I mean, I felt like I rode well. I just got frustrated with that jump. And one of the things I felt like I needed to be better at this week was right away from the gate drop. And I think I did a good job of that. And RV and I kind of checked out. But then I struggled with that quad, and then I got frustrated, and then kind of ruined the rest of the end of the race. So I was happy that when Stu got by me, I just started grinding away. I knew Dunge was doing the quad. Actually, I shouldn't say I knew he was doing it, but
crowd maybe.
Well, the crowd a little bit, but I had him kind of covered, and he wasn't really close to me anywhere on the track but there. Mm-hmm. So then I figured that's what he was doing. So each lap around there, I just needed to, you know, really kind of dig deep and keep doing it. And then I think the last lap maybe he missed it because I gapped him pretty good. So you know, improvements some places and some places not so much. So take from it and just be happy. I mean, I think we moved to second, 7 points behind RV. So, keep grinding.
I'm guessing you were one of the guys, and Art Ryan was one of them too, not happy with the two rollings of the whoops. They were pretty gnarly. I feel like you're one of the guys that can do 20 through big whoops, and by the night show, they weren't that tough.
Yeah, but...
Oh, okay, you're all right with this.
I like big whoops, as you know.
Yeah.
But I think they were a little bit sketchy.
Okay.
They were. I mean, if there was a riders union and if I was ahead of it, I would agree that they needed a little work.
Okay.
Maybe they went a little too far with it, but they were really sketchy in practice. They were real pointy. I think there would have been a lot of crashes. And, I mean, it's a series. So sometimes, you know, you can't make choices for the benefit of yourself. And like I said, if I was in a position where I had to be like, hey, you know, you're the guy, should we cut them down or not? I think that they did the right thing.
All right, okay. Well, good job. And, yeah, second in the points. The comeback tour rolls on.
Yeah. Thanks.